From Tidbits on September 7th, 2009, this is the audio edition of Two-Line URLs Broken in Snow Leopard's Preview, written by Adam C. Angst. While going through final testing of the PDF of his Take Control of Exploring and Customizing Snow Leopard, Matt Newberg ran across a bug related to clicking long web URLs. The problem is not related to any particular PDF, it's purely a bug in Preview, and one that could cause fairly significant confusion, and, in our case, customer support headaches. Here's the problem. Let's say you're using Snow Leopard, and thus Preview 5.0 parens 501, and you open one of our Take Control ebooks. The 2.1 version of Take Control of macOS 10 Backups is a good example. At some point while reading, you'll run across a URL to a web page that is too long to fit in a single line. Search for HTTP to find one quickly. Now click the bottom line of the URL, and your web browser will load the proper destination page, whatever the full URL is. But click the top line of the URL, and Preview instead sends you to whatever visually appears in that top line, not the full URL. We put some effort into making our split URLs look decent, so most of the time that top line will go somewhere, if an error page at the appropriate site. But if it were just http://www. Preview would happily send that fragment to your web browser. Again, there is nothing wrong with the PDF. Both lines of the URL contain PDF link boxes with the full URL in them. Clicking either line in Adobe Reader works fine, and of course the version of Preview in Leopard and other versions of macOS 10 works as expected. We assume that the problem is that Preview is attempting to treat text that looks like a URL as a link, but it is unfortunately doing so in such a way that it ignores the actual PDF link box that sits on top of the text. This is a new feature in Preview. The Leopard version sees all URLs as just text, and is actually one that has existed for some time in Adobe Acrobat Pro and Adobe Reader. The difference is that Adobe's programs honor the PDF link box in favor of the automatic URL recognition. They too can see only one URL when faced with a split URL that lacks a true PDF link box. The only workaround is for users to be sure to click the bottom line instead of the top one, or to use Adobe Reader, which has its own pluses and minuses. On our end, we could start using a URL shortening service, and we have in fact done that on a couple of particularly awkward URLs in recently released ebooks to avoid customer support questions. But we can't change all the ebooks we've already published. In general, though, we prefer to use actual URLs since they often convey useful information. Although I don't have a large collection of PDFs from other publishers and other sources, it's entirely likely there are other sources of PDFs that will run afoul of this bug too, so consider yourself forewarned. I've reported this bug to Apple, so we can hope it will be fixed in a new version of Preview in macOS 10 10.6.1. Historically, it's taken only about 2 weeks for Apple to release the first update to a major version of macOS 10, so it's likely we'll see 10.6.1 in the very near future. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit thetidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening. Hope this doesn't bite you so badly.